Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man, it was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything. The beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot, and Hair Radio carried me so far to I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Hair Radio changed my life. And it's because of Hair Radio that I was able to continue to push through, able to continue to build and go forth.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
When I created Karatee several years back, I was looking to do something for something big in the way of hair loss. As host of the show and all these other amazing things and being in and around the hair and beauty folks for so long and listening to the cries, the deafening cries of our amazing fans who suffer with hair loss, and it affects so many people. We're talking high numbers here who struggle with hair loss and the medical term alopecia. And so I wanted to address this product line in something that I felt could make a difference and literally give them a fighting chance to have another opportunity at growing their hair back. And I have to say, what I was able to work with folks who understood my idea for a scientific approach, along with some amazing all-natural ingredients. And when it comes to product lines, everything is about having, what goes in that bottle be the best that it can be. And then also coupling it with an amazing name and branding. And that's what we did with Karatee. And after rigorous testing and all of that, it was ready to make its debut. And I'm so proud. Our amazing hair shampoo and conditioner was released with amazing results. To folks who have, it's made its way all the way over to Africa. I'm so proud of that. We've had distributors all over the country. We have orders that are placed to, folks who carry our products at their hair salons and barbershops. And what I love about Karatee is that it's used for men and women equally. And so it's good for the whole family. And it's all about stimulation of the scalp, and Karatee specializes in that. And that's what I'm so happy about. Now, it took some work to get it off the ground. So I don't want folks thinking that it's so easy to develop products. It is not. It is work. And you need a plan and an effective product. And so otherwise you can be in big trouble. So I'm so very happy that we have Karatee, and we will always have Karatee. It is 100%, it's amazing, and I love it, and this is just the beginning for Karatee. So the shampoo, conditioner, and our amazing beard oil that does so much for the guys. So, this is something that is fantastic. The barbershops carry our Karatee beard oil in their shops. We have all kinds of wholesale, opportunities. You could even be a distributor for the beard oil. You could be a distributor for the shampoo and conditioner. We also have a complete line that is also being released as well. And so many other things. And I just want to say thank you to the many customers and fans of our Karatee products. And we thank you. And if you would like to order Karatee, Certainly you can reach us, as you know, on the internet through our social media, or you can simply go to our website at HAIRadio.com and contact us, or just give us a call at our amazing brand new customer service number, which is 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. It's a toll-free number. And so I thank you for supporting my brand. And by the way, it's Carapy, as in carry and therapy. Thank you.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies. And we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right. I am so excited to welcome back this gentleman that you guys know very, very well. He is the man who knows everything about conversations with hair. It's Eugene Davis, and it's a great pleasure. Eugene, good morning, and welcome back.
Good morning, Terry. How are you? Thank you for having me again.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, it really is a great pleasure, and I kind of wanted to jump on in because this is really the season for everything matrimonial, I think is the right way to say it. So everything that we're talking about weddings, and we're talking about wearing, you know, white and, you know, customary, you know, with the updos
yes.
and the hair and the makeup and the dresses and all of that. This is the season for it. And so what can we tell folks, Eugene Davis, when it comes to conversations with hair about this part of the process? What can we share in your expertise? And you are the expert.
Well, thank you. I just would like to say that, you know, in this time in the season, and people are preparing for their weddings, and a lot of people are preparing for their proms, and, you know, daughters are doing cotillions and all kinds of things. But
exactly.
all this needs to start prior to that particular day. We can't just say we're going to show up and have a hair and makeup artist make us look mm-hmm. like Beyonce or make us look like Rihanna or something from the Met Gala. It has to start
right.
with preparation before, because these people start well before with their hair and skin and makeup routines. They test them out. They trial them. So all these things are so important. So one of the things that I always suggest, the hair, if you're going to do, if you always wore your hair relaxed and you want to try something new like a wig or you want to try something new, you need to start inquiring with your hairstylist and doing trials and different looks way before the day of your wedding. Because if you hire someone and they show up and you're like, oh, my God, I don't like it, it's a little bit too late for that, because then you're looking at your wedding photos talking about, oh, my God, I look a mess, because you didn't prepare yourself. So one of the advice that I get is, with your skincare routine, start going to a spa, start investing in skincare. When it comes to your hair, if you're going to do highlights or you're going to do something different with your texture, start going to your stylist and talking about it, having conversations about, you know, what you're looking for, and try it out months before, you know. It's so important. And the same thing with your makeup artist. Do a trial with your makeup artist, but go to places like Sephora and Ulta and try out new makeup from the various, you know, cosmetic companies that are out there. Try a new lip. Try this. Try that. But just preparing yourself so when you go to your hair, skin, and makeup people, you have an idea about what it is you're looking for.
Now, is it to be expected that every hairstylist knows how to do the wedding looks? I would imagine that they do, because, you know, am I right? So your hairstylist, your regular hairstylist, should be able
mm-hmm.
to help you best, and they know your hair. I would imagine.
Yes and no. Not every hairstylist. Let me say, the bridal hair industry is
yes.
a whole different beast.
Oh, really? Wow. Hold on.
Yeah,
this is
it is.
The bridal
it is
hair.
Because,
wow. That's blowing my mind.
Because,
go right ahead. Wow.
Let me say this. Because we've all seen on Bravo Bridezilla.
Yes.
And she shows up all the time.
Yes,
now,
she does.
A bridal hairstylist has a lot more patience, is used to bridezilla, and can work through those curves and those coves that will come when it comes to a bridal and all of her nerves and stuff, because they've done it, they understand it.
Exactly.
But your normal hairstylist will probably give you something that you like or something that you're used to, but for your wedding, that's not what you want. So if they're not experienced in it, that can be a problem, and that has been a problem with so many brides. Like,
really?
This is my hairstylist, but he doesn't get it. Yeah.
Wow.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, what do you do?
Because they used to, like, you come in the salon, wham, bam, thank you,
right.
ma'am, get out my chair, and I'll see you later.
Yeah. And it's the same old,
right.
same old.
But this is something very special. Understand that
exactly.
she'd be like, well, can you put my bank to the left? No, put it to the right. Put it upside down.
Exactly.
Can you twist it around this way?
Exactly.
So what happens? So it takes a different type of stylist, huh?
Wow. Now, how do you find those bridal stylists? Because I didn't even know that was a term, bridal stylist. I kind of like it.
Yes. There are agencies out there that can help with that.
For bridal stylists?
Yes. Yes, agencies
wow.
just for bridal stylists in different cities.
Wow.
There's some in New York, there's some in Chicago, there's some in Miami, there's some in Atlanta, some in Texas,
wow.
and California. Those are only cities I know about right now. Oh, and Missouri. Yes, and Missouri.
Wow.
And Missouri is like the wedding capital of the world.
Wow.
When it comes to picturesque weddings, and there are agencies out there, and there are people who are specially trained and who are hired specifically for those types of events.
Wow, that's just fascinating to me. It really
is. Yeah, because
is.
Let me give you a perfect example. Let me give you a perfect example.
Your normal
stylist is used to doing you and they're used to doing somebody else. But then the cohesiveness that you like, okay, I'm the bride, I got my two bridesmaids, I want my mother and two flower girls. And they be like, I ain't doing all that. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot
yeah.
for somebody to think about. But bridal wedding stylist, makeup and hair, are already trained or have the understanding that they're doing a wedding party.
Mm.
And I think a lot of times when you watch the different like shows on Bravo and stuff, that has been a problem
right.
because those stylists, or that she's been going to that style for a long time, and then when they have to do all of that, it just becomes an issue.
Yes, and their regular hairstylist
yes.
might be upset that they're not even being chosen to do the bridal work. And they may not even be invited to the wedding, but that's a whole nother show.
yeah,
wow.
of course it is. But because it's a specialty, it's a niche market, and
right.
everybody cannot do it.
Wow.
I don't care how
it
great,
really
how
is.
Great a stylist you are. It comes down to having the patience and understanding and working through the issues of, you know, the bridal day. It's just like
wow.
being a celebrity hairstylist. Not everyone can be a celebrity hairstylist and be able to work through the production.
Exactly.
Because
they're long hours and all
yes,
kinds of things.
Of course.
Very
that's
long
it. And or the artist might like your hairstyle, but it doesn't fit into the packaging. It doesn't make sense
exactly.
to what the producer or the director wants.
Exactly.
And you got
to that
able
is
to go
very
back
important.
And redo. And
yeah,
redo.
Because they're
and,
paying the bills.
And exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's
wow.
when I say that a bridal stylist is a niche and a special place. A hairstylist and makeup artist and skincare people, you know,
the whole
the skincare
package,
people
literally.
Start working with a bride months, 2-3 months, trying to get her skin together because then the makeup artist can show up and then they're like, okay, you want to look like this, but your skin is saying bumpy.
Looks
skin.
Like that. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Who in the world?
It's not going to happen.
So you mentioned about consultants, if you will, to some degree. So they're
yes.
bridal consultants that can help with every aspect of the process. There are even agencies that kind of connect
yes.
all of the dots for everybody. I'm just blown
yes.
away. I really am. But this is a whole – bridal work is an entire industry. They've got their own magazine. They've got their own – You know, it just it impresses me so much.
Yes.
Wow.
And you know, one of the companies that I work with a lot is War Paint International, out of Missouri. and I'm located in Chicago, and they have associates or artisans that we call them in New York. We have some in Chicago. We have some in Miami. We have some in Missouri, and we have some in Atlanta, I believe. So don't quote me on that one. But yeah, it's a growing industry, and it's a niche market, and it is happening right now.
Wow.
Because
wow.
Now that we come out of COVID, there are, you know, because it's during COVID, people couldn't get married. They had to do limited, virtual, all of that.
Oh, all that
and
crazy
right now,
stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But right now, it's exploding off the market. It's like
it's already been quoted
to be by the end of 2023 a $5 billion industry.
Well, I'm just blown away that there's so much. Just that part.
Because people are like, I want to do a princess wedding. I don't care how much it costs. I want to do this. I want to do that. and it has taken off once we mass mandate was gone.
Well, you know something, I am so proud to be even remotely connected, and that's why I said we have to talk about this. We have got to talk about this. It's so big that Upscale Magazine even did a special issue for June and July of 2022 all about, you know, weddings and all of that, even had folks wearing white on the cover. And so, but let me ask you this, just for the benefit of folks who are ready to tie the knot and are planning to do so in this season, what's some of the advice you can give, some of the tips? Like, is there one style? Because I seem to remember years ago, everybody was doing the updos, you know, but has that changed? Are they always still in fashion for weddings, or now it's just whatever?
Yeah, no, I think brides have a choice. I believe brides are with modern style and modern attitudes. Things have changed. The updo is still the classic, but I think a lot of people have come away from the classic. They are doing messy buns, messy chignons.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting more detail in the hair because we had a fashion trend from, I believe it was last year, with ornamentation in the hair, so they're using a lot of pearls and swatchcloth, details.
Oh, right.
As far as pins and things, like the diamond ribbons.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And we're getting a lot of elongated ponytails with details, with chains and different things. So I think it's all about right now is your individual expression, what looks good to you, what complements your dress, because even dresses have changed. We're doing a lot of, like, higher neck dresses with ornamentation, but we're also doing...
What?
Because I'll give you a perfect example. Cardi B at the Met gala.
All those chains
and stuff she did, I seen that interpreted into a bridal gown with pearls.
Wow.
So and that's exactly what the bride looked like. Wow.
Wow.
And then I think too, a lot of people are adding addition into their elements of bridal, like African, North African, South African, Eastern European. They're all adding these little elements. So it's more of eclecticity into what it is about your expression of who you are on your wedding day.
So I'm loving this.
A long way from traditional.
Wow. Well, I was just thinking as you were saying that, too, because remember with the brides having to wear the veil and all of that, the head pieces. The hair, all that has to kind of fit together somehow. And I'm just nervous if they don't choose a bridal stylist, as you put it earlier. So all that has to be coordinated.
Of course, and that's why it's so important for someone to choose or go through bridal agencies or go through companies who have experts who know how to balance your needs, what's in style, what's trending, and still make you look beautiful all at the same time, and choosing the right people. And that's what's important right now.
Wow. All right, Eugene Davis, Conversations with Hair. We will continue. We're going to take a little bit of a commercial break. We'll be right back. And, hey, I've got to talk to you also on, you know, the latest. Now that we've had a chance to put some perspective about the big slap, you know, it's in our rear view mirror, so I think, but it's still being talked about, as well as alopecia and the highlights, you know, that is still bubbling. So we're going to talk about all this. Let's dig on in. We'll be right back with Eugene Davis. I'm Carrie Hines, and this is Conversations with Hair. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's 2 thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right, we're back live. You are listening to Conversations with Hair. I'm Carrie Hines with the man, the host of this particular segment. It is none other than hair industry legend and luminary. We're talking about the one and only Eugene Davis. Eugene, is that not
such
a wonderful welcome? Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Today, what are we talking about, sir?
Well, listen, I have got to get into this. It has been quite a while. I'll say a little while since we've had the big slap. And I do call it the big slap. It was the slap that was heard everywhere. Unless you've been under a rock, you are familiar with the whole triangle with Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Chris Rock. Pardon the pun there. So the thing is, really, and I was trying to figure out if there has there been, because some are saying there's been a shift. Of course, the word alopecia is a part of our vernacular now that was definitely not the case prior to the big slap. And so I'm trying to figure out, have we turned the corner on, you know, educating or informing folks about alopecia? Has this somehow still helped? And what have you been hearing since we can now put this in perspective?
Well, you know, with alopecia, it was like you just said, we talked about it. We talked about the big slap. We talked about Will Smith, Jada Pickett, and it was a trending thing at the time. Alopecia and its results of what it, how serious it is has not changed, but the conversation has, unfortunately.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's not trending. Yeah. People stop talking about it, but it's being Googled and people are still looking into it, but it brought an awareness, which I think was important at the time for people who might have had hair loss and didn't know alopecia was not just one word, but it was multidimensional. There was different ways of acquiring alopecia, whether it was medical.
Correct.
Or whether it was mechanical. And I think it brought the awareness to the issue, and it did what it was supposed to do. And people have started
wow.
to investigate and have found answers. And I think that's brilliant.
That is a good thing. Now, I don't know
yeah,
how Chris Rock feels about it, but I think it's a good thing. I really do overall. Yeah. Now, Jada Pinkett Smith, I think from what I've seen, she's been kind of still just sporting her own hair, you know. Is this something
yeah.
That women can wear their own who are dealing with alopecia? Should they kind of just go it without the covering, or is that a personal choice?
I believe that's a personal choice. For a lot of women, because there are, like, methods that you can use in order to treat your scalp. Companies like Briogeo, companies like Pulse Mitchell, and different companies have products that are specifically for scalp health. So there are things that are out there. But and if you choose, you know, to do the big chop. Okay, let me just start with this. You know, Kerry, I've had curly hair for a long time, and I
yeah.
had, but if anybody watches my Facebook and stuff, I've always had issues as far as like itching and what's called sebum dermatitis.
Mm-hmm.
In light of, I don't have alopecia, but in light of, you know, the whole thing about people in scalp health, I shaved my hair off. And now
I was wondering why you shaved your scalp. Okay, yeah, that's
what it was, because I'm documenting as I'm going along, documenting how to get scalp health. And I'm trying
yeah.
to, I've had two companies approach me, and I'm doing different treatments in order to get my scalp correct before, you know, as I grow my hair out, back out.
And then
some people
are
like, oh, my God, why did you take your hair off? And I'm like, it's because this has been an issue I suffered with. It's not alopecia.
Wow.
But some people, it's not alopecia. It's their scalp health. And sometimes we have issues and we don't even know. So
exactly.
For me, even though I had like really nice curls, it was causing my hair to break constantly. And I thought
wow.
it was due to, you know, color and transition like that, but it wasn't that. It was like my scalp wasn't healthy.
And
so,
that's so important.
You know,
folks don't realize
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. That's the bottom line. You can't
very
have healthy hair without a healthy scalp.
Exactly. And I have
exactly.
to tell you folks, don't skip over this part of the conversation. This is very, very important. And I love that, that you talk about that, you know, because the
Exactly. And I had to be real, because it is skin at the end of the day.
Exactly.
But because we have hair, we cover it up, and we put wigs and weaves and all kinds of things and grease.
Right.
And it was, but what I found out from my dermatologist was I was allergic to the oils I was putting in my hair. So my oils were causing dermatitis.
And need to really say this again, Eugene, because, see, everybody cannot wear the same, even oil. They affect all of us differently.
You cannot. Because I would be the biggest.
Even though generally it may be safe and okay. Yeah. Exactly.
I was like, okay, my scrub was good because of coconut oil, but because I was putting the coconut oil on my scalp that already had dermatitis, it was creating more bacteria.
Ooh. Yeah, and coconut oil to me can be so heavy.
Castor oil, but there's so many oils, but each person is different. So for the best thing for me that worked was probably argan.
I was going to say going to your dermatologist.
And I couldn't even put that on my scalp. I couldn't even put argan oil on my scalp because it would just itch too much. So what I did was I learned not to put it on my scalp and just put it through my hair and pull it out and then put tea tree on my scalp.
That is amazing. And you know what I do love? Because, and I do want to say this again, going to your dermatologist, important and critical.
It's important.
Because, important. And I love, because, I know that we have a lot of trichologists out there and hair practitioners and so forth, but let me just say this. They are medical doctors. Please do not undervalue the dermatologist. Very important.
I just want to share this part. And because of what I was putting in my hair, right?
Yeah.
I don't. There's not very many pictures of, because I always wear big glasses, so you never really saw my eyebrows. But my eyebrows.
And I love the last ones that I saw. Round. He had these big round frames.
Yes.
I love them.
I wanted to say my reason I wore big glasses because my eyebrows came off. Eyebrows came off because of the dermatitis. It would go into my forehead and went to my hold on. Can you hear me?
Oh wow. Yes, I'm just shocked. I'm literally imagining this happening as you're describing it.
So my eyebrows came out because I would constantly rub them, and then I finally was like, one day I went to my wife and I was like, wait a minute, I have no eyebrows.
Wow! Oh my goodness!
And I couldn't understand why. It was because of the oils and because of the dermatitis. It just was itching, and I would just scratch it and not realize it. But I noticed that it was going away or getting very light that I started to wear bigger glasses, which became my kind of trend. But why did that have to become a trend? Because if you ever look at prior pictures of me years ago, I never wore big glasses, even though it worked for me. But at the same time, it was because I was hiding my eyebrows.
Loved Elton John. I really did.
Right.
I said, you just love Elton John. Only folks of way back old can understand that. Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. But I was thinking about the eyebrow because I was just trying to hide it. It wasn't until the dermatologist said, look, this is what you're going to do. Here's your special shampoo. Here's this, here's that. And then I started with Briogeo, and that's when I shaved everything off.
Wow. Now, how has it been since you did that? Has it started? Have you noticed any kind of reversing of this?
Yeah, well, my eyebrows are coming back. I will post a picture about that. And my hair.
It may take a while because those things take a lot longer to come back in, I think.
It's because the dermatitis is not like causing me to itch like I was itching, and my hair is growing back so quick because my children are like, your hair's growing back already. I'm like, I know.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
That is,
and it's been like a month now, and my hair is coming back.
Wow.
My scalp.
Wow.
Because my scalp used to look like, one of the things I went to the dermatologist was when she looked through when I had my hair, she was like, your scalp is so red because I was constantly scratching it.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
And
well,
as a hairstylist,
stop scratching it.
Right, but I'm saying as a hairstylist, can you imagine what that looked like to people? Like, what the hell is wrong with him?
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Well, you kind of really hit on quite a bit there. But I'll tell you something.
So one of the things I want to report about eventually future is scalp care. How to have a healthy scalp to grow healthy hair. So I'm starting from ground zero. I love my curly hair, but you know.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So hold it. You went through the big chop.
It doesn't make any sense. Yes.
You underwent the big chop on your own, a version. You know,
right,
I think you went way past the big chop.
Right?
Yeah, you really went way past the big chop.
Right. I went bald.
Exactly.
you know, a lot of men don't do that. They don't do that, but I was willing to do it.
Not willingly, anyway.
Speak about, right.
Not
exactly.
Willingly.
Yeah, but I was willing to do it. In order to speak about scalp health.
Yes. Well, you know what? This is what I love about Eugene Davis. And they would call this, if you were an actor, you'd be a method actor. I mean, that's what you're doing for your, you really are. You are coming in with the clients. I mean, and to be honest, it's great that you can speak with folks about that type of even alopecia. You know, where it affected the eyebrows. That is incredible. And believe it or not, this happens to a lot of folks, more than we know.
It does. It does. And you know what? And in honor of Jada Pickett, and I know we've all had issues about the whole thing and Will Smith, but at the same time, her alopecia could have been more than just her losing hair. It could have been dermatitis. So, and just
that's
getting rid of the hair
really
in order to get scalp healthy. We don't know. And that's why I said to myself, okay, Eugene, you need to, you know what, you're having an issue too with your scalp. Let's find out how freeing. And
exactly.
Let's find out the things that you need to do in order to get a healthy scalp.
Exactly. And
because
I would
say this for maturity.
Yeah.
I'll say this, Terry, with maturity, our scalp changes like our skin.
Oh, absolutely.
And people think, oh, you know what, I still got hair, it's okay. No, it's not. If your scalp is giving you issues, and these are the things you're doing when nobody's looking.
Exactly. And this is important. This is very, very important. And don't just throw a wig on. It is not a hat.
No.
Okay.
Not even worse.
Don't just cover it up and keep it moving, and then you're scratching under the wig. I've seen it. You know,
and we all see Auntie do that.
Exactly. Not a cute look.
No,
you're bringing
not.
Back memories, Eugene Davis. Listen, I just tell you, we love having you here on the show, Eugene. You do amazing work. Now, what are some of the things, and I love your story. We have just run your story here for you guys out there tuned in. When Eugene first came to the Hair Radio Morning Show, he shared his journey with us, a big part of it, and we just love it. I air it all the time here, and so thank you so much for that. I really do. It's a great pleasure, you know, because you talk about your time in the 90s and doing, you know, videos working. And so many folks to this day want to be in production. So many folks still.
Yes.
It's a big part. They all want to be a celebrity stylist. But you can, you know, you tell folks what it's really like. And that's what I love. So, yeah. So that's it for me. I'm just happy to have you with us.
Special person.
Yes.
I mean, it takes a special person, and it takes someone who's willing to sacrifice a lot, because all the glamour and glitz, just like being a celebrity in itself. Because sometimes I look at Beyonce, and I'm like, she is such an artist, like unbelievable artist. And if you look at all her videos and the dedication that she has to take to hair, makeup, wardrobe, movement, production, direction, that's not easy.
Well, you know what,
in order
Eugene,
for everything to become perfect.
It's true, but I go back to Beyonce when her dad, Matthew Knowles, was right here on our show. He literally was on the Radio Morning Show. You remember that?
Yes.
And he literally said, because I think their shop when she was growing up was called Headliners, I believe, out in Houston.
Yep.
And he told, so she really was up front. And to me, I teased Matthew about this. Because to me, he was the first hair radio. He was doing and I've never talked about this on the air, but we talked about it. Yes, well, it was so fantastic, and Matthew was telling me that, you know, he was doing with the big magazine books, and you know, I mean, the big books, you know, those hardcover books at the shows with all the styles and all of that.
Oh my God!
Back in the day. He used to go selling those books and doing the big shows and stuff.
What
and it just reminded me so much. Oh, there were a few of them. I still see people to this day selling them at the shows.
They still got to get
shop.
They do.
I thought that day had gone by, but it is still here. No, it's not. I really did. I swear to you, I was shocked. I was at one of the shows recently. And I came across the gentleman who was a vendor at the show, and he was still – and I said to him, I said, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that these are still out there like that. He says, absolutely. So I'm a big fan of it. I love it. So anyway, that's how Beyonce, I believe, that had a big impact, a lasting impact on her. She was one of the first I'm not going to tell her hair secrets, but we'll just say, okay, beautiful. Okay, I'm going to park it there. Eugene Davis, what's next for you, sir? What is next for you? What would you like your career to be? Yeah, you're doing so much.
Okay.
You help all of these different companies with their products. You do all kinds of reviews. You help the regular clients, the regular hair folks who need help. And you also help your colleagues, the professionals out there. That's what happens when you have a lot of tenure in this industry. So what's next for you?
Well, Kerry, I probably said this one time before, that there's a lot of things in the background being produced and worked on. But I will say this. I'm not going to name the company that has officially signed me. But until it launches. But I have a wig line.
Hold it. Okay, so is this why you really shaved your head? Eugene, I got it. We figured it out. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know what? I love this. I love this.
I've been in deliberation, and I've been in negotiation, and I've been upside down hanging from the chandelier. But
I love it.
It's official. It's coming, and it's all.
Will you bring it to Hair Radio?
I will bring it to Hair Radio big time. It is non-human hair, but it acts, reacts, and you can't tell the difference.
There is movement with
and it. And it's been in the works for like 2 years prior, but now it's official that it's in production. And but I'm
well,
not going to say the
first,
big company that's going to launch it yet.
Okay. Well, when you're ready to say.
Yet.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was about. Boy, you sound so show busy. Because that's exactly what we say. Until we sign our
right.
name, we don't give names. That's how we do. We don't say names until we sign our name. That is how
it's coming, and I'm really appreciative to everyone who has been during this process between England
yeah.
and America. It's been over 10 years, but it finally is in production.
Yes. And, Eugene, when the next edition of Conversations with Hair, I'd love to talk about the hair industry over in the European side. I know you were doing special projects.
Yes, absolutely.
But, yeah, I want to get into that a little bit because we are embarking upon a big international launch here. We are working
okay.
with Hair Radio Canada. We're working with Hair Radio Ghana.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, right here in America. So we're going to have to talk about this international, you know, part to it all. And I think that the experience that you had across the Atlantic Ocean is going to play, you know, into that and be a big part of that. So I'm looking forward to that special conversation with Hair with you. Eugene Davis. Okay, so Eugene, last words. Anything you want to say before we wrap up?
Never lose sight of your dreams. Always believe that, you know, you can do whatever it is that your mind can imagine, and just, you know, always strive to win. And I think that's how I live. I always want to win. But not in a negative sense of winning or an arrogant sense, but just believing that God has a purpose for each and every one of us, and we just have to complete what it is that our destiny is.
and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
All right, it is Wednesday morning, and we're back right now. I'm Kerry Hines. It is September 7th of 2022. It's our show number 752. I can't even get it out right. 752 broadcast of this incredible show, really. Let me just bring to the line my colleague, co-star, Queen of the Mornings. You guys know her well. She's out of Water Valley, Mississippi, up an hour earlier in Central Time Zone. It's my great honor to welcome again Nicole Marie. Good morning. Is this not
good
a great
morning,
way to wake up every
Katie.
Morning?
It is. Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Happy
yes.
Wednesday.
Good morning. You have to, but every day just
good
giving
morning
all kinds
to all
of
our
accolades.
Listeners out there.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much.
It gets no better than that. Yeah. So I want to say good morning, happy mid-show to everybody. They've been tuned in and listening this morning. We rerun kind of like our spring show with Eugene Davis, and I really love that piece.
I love that as well.
That he talks about weddings and all of that, and we even got a little bit into the Big Slap, which is still being told. I'm still unfolding out there, but for us it's kind of good because we get an opportunity to talk about alopecia, and this is something we never think our it's a great conversation that we've been having for 27 years of the Hair Radio Show. Now this show is 27 years old. Let me just first say that I created the concept back in 1995 out of North New Jersey. And now in the last 7 years, the last 7 years, we turned it into a morning version. So that's how we have the Hair Radio Morning Show. Before that, we used to come on at nighttime in northern New Jersey. We were on in different cities. We were on in New York. We were on in Atlanta. We were on in Philadelphia. It was a syndicated show on different days, and we've just done all kinds of stuff. But then in 2015, January 5th of 2015, I wanted to turn it into a morning show, and that's what we did. And so we kind of had started promoting it like October, November, December of the year before that we were coming. And so here we are. We've been here ever since. So we're talking, Nicole Marie, of probably about 4,000 songs.
Wow.
Over 2,500 guests. Almost 3,000 hours of hair and beauty talk and entertainment and infotainment across the network that we've aired. The most prolific hair and beauty radio show in the history of broadcasting. We
Amazing.
Started out in terrestrial on AM and FM long before there was such thing as a podcast.
Yes.
Or the internet for
yes.
that much. I appeared and I was on the front page of the Bloomfield, New Jersey newspaper. I've been in the North Star Ledger, mentioned in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, mentioned in the New York Daily News, and then a full page in the New York Daily News, in addition to the magazine, several magazines that you can Google out there. Including American Salon Magazine, as well as on the seat backs of the airplane. I was in that magazine way back in the old days.
Yeah.
I've done a whole bunch, and we're going to talk about that, and there's a reason that I'm bringing all this up. That's
wow.
your cue, Nicole.
Congratulations.
Lee. What's the reason, Carrie?
Wonderful. Wonderful. What's the reason,
yeah,
Carrie?
Yeah. Okay, there you go. There's a reason that we're bringing all of this up, because this is it's a reflection. This is our end of the year time. We start to go into the last few months of
okay.
the year, last quarter, if you will. So we're kind of digging on in. And what we're going to cover, everything, we're preparing for our 10 most fascinating guests on the show. For 2022.
Okay.
So that's one thing. And we're also looking ahead at our Hair Radio Awards. So all of that is
okay.
on the way. Yeah, so I'm really excited about it. So how about you? Did you have a great... Now, guys, we're live again. This is Wednesday morning. Let me just make sure in case you're just tuning in. Wednesday morning, September 7th. So get on up if you need to be up. It's 2022, as we know, and we're going to be looking back. So that's what we're kind of talking about. But what about you? We took a day and gave everybody a rerun yesterday, I think. We took just to extend our little Labor Day holiday a little bit longer. Did you do anything special, Nicole Marie?
Our family, we did not go anywhere. We were at home. As I had mentioned before, we cooked out. We just enjoyed family time. We had threats of rain kind of here and there, but we ended up not having any rain until yesterday, so that was good. We were able to be outside in the yard and just enjoy family. So that's what we did over the weekend.
Okay, well, that sounds
How
wonderful.
About you? What did you do, Carrie?
Well, I worked throughout the weekend. I think our followers, they probably seen me do a great deal of postings on social media. We worked on our therapy, which we're going to talk a whole lot about a little bit later in today's broadcast in the next hour. And just doing a lot of preparation, getting our show together for the rest of this week. We want to make sure that our listeners have something special to tune into today, tomorrow,
okay.
and Friday. So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun and, you know, got a chance to have a few ribs and all that kind of stuff and just kind of take it easy.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
I work, but I work at a slower pace on my days
on holidays. But I love holidays, just like everybody else. I love, you know, watching TV on occasion, you know, when I get 5 minutes and, you know, putting my feet up a little bit longer. You just get a little bit more of a relaxed second or two. You know, even for me, yes, folks, you're a workaholic or whatever, but I try to take a couple minutes. I'll tell you also, speaking of a couple minutes, I took some time to work on Upscale Magazine. So I do want to talk a little bit about that, Nicole Marie. So get your Upscale Magazine out. We're going to be going through that in the next couple hours for a couple of minutes. There's some articles that I want to, some articles and also some graphic designs I want to talk about, because it's just one of those things that people do not know that I do here on the show, that we do at our company, that we do at Hair Radio. They just don't know. And I want to tell them all about it. And it has a lot to do with upscale. So you're going to have to stay tuned until about 8 o'clock this morning. We'll talk a little bit about that. Then at 8:30 this morning, I think you guys have, you know, our sharp-eared listeners may remember this. She chimed in for 5 seconds, and we're expecting her live on the air. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed. But she is scheduled this morning. She's a licensed cosmetologist out of Alabama. Got to find out a little bit more today. She's into wigs. She's into bundles. So we're going to have a lot of hair talk. I cannot wait for this. Her name
excited
is
to hear about
B.
her.
B. Yes. BB. Like her name is Brittany Boyd. So this is really the BB is what she goes by. And we're just going to have a blast. All the B's.
Wonderful.
I'm like, wow, okay, BB's back. So this is going to be really, really kind of nice. Now, I don't know if you heard this at the top of the show, Nicole Marie, but at the very top of the broadcast today, we were there was a song that we played, and I just love this song. I just discovered it. There's an artist. And you guys know we just lost a famous Australian singer named Olivia Newton-John not all that long ago. But this artist, she was out there years later, a popular dance artist named Kylie Minogue. And Kylie was huge back in the day. And I just loved her songs and very danceable, popish songs, not at all, not a whole lot of soul in them. Let me just say that. But they were okay. I liked them. I love music because music transcends all boundaries. You just can't tell. Yeah, it really does. And we've played everything on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I mean, we really have.
Right.
So let's just keep it moving this morning. And just want to kind of continue to introduce you to folks so you know who people are. That was a song called In Your Eyes by Kylie Minogue, who was out in Australia. You guys might remember her. She had a huge hit record called Can't Get You Out of My Head. That was her song back in the day. I don't have that cued, but just so that you know who she is.
I have to look that up.
You'll probably remember it. I wouldn't think it was on your playlist back then, but Kylie Minogue was so big that you could not go with her. She was like the Britney Spears back then, if you will. There was Madonna, and Kylie Minogue was out there. She had a lot of, you know, she was always on TV and singing and videos and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's my
little
Kylie moment.
I don't have to look her up. I don't remember that name, but I have to...
It'll come back. I'll tell you, I got a shout out. Speaking of Australia, one of our favorite listeners out there, and she's the creator of Headbed, and she's been on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We always have stayed in touch. Her name is Catherine Rondebel. You don't get a fancy name like that without being a great creator, an inventor.
Right.
Catherine Rondebel. Catherine has always been on our show. She's a big supporter,
So we're just shouting her out. She's over in Australia. She tunes in to the broadcast and stays in touch with Hair Radio. So,
wonderful.
You know, we're always
shouting
her. Oh, yeah. Well, we have a big fan base, a big international fan base. I have to, again, shout out all of our folks who are all across Africa, from West Africa, we're saying Ghana, to Nigeria, to the eastern part of Kenya, to South Africa, up to Egypt, across the diaspora of the continent of Africa. So we are so grateful, and we're so thankful.
We are.
And, I'm real pleased about that. So really good stuff.
Thank you to them all.
Nicole Marie, speaking of international folks who are part of this operation, I do want to say also, I had a chance to chat with our Canadian counterpart up there, Samantha, who just told me yesterday, she's in Nova Scotia, she's been on our show, and she said some really nice things last night via the chat, and I was just so touched. She's like, yeah, she's still using our product, she still had a little bit left from way back when she ordered Carapi. And it just leaves your hair so silky. How did we do that? And she's just excited to order and get some more. She wants to continue to offer her Carapi at her salon and shop up in Nova Scotia,
great,
Canada. So from Africa, you guys know my nephew had a distribution company as well, he and his wife, and they took Carapi all the way to Africa. And so we've just been able to make the rounds everywhere. And obviously from coast to coast here in America. And you guys can see who some of those customers are just by going to HAIRadio.com. You can see the faces in there with our online community. We have our store. We've got all kinds of stuff there. So check it all out. Plus, of course, Carapi has its own website at Carapi.com. And I'll spell that again, Kerrapy. Carry plus hair therapy.
Hair therapy.
Yes, hair therapy. You got to keep it, and hair therapy is important, Nicole Marie. You want to have a therapeutic approach to, you know, hair, focusing on your hair. If you focus on anything, it'll be a success. I think everybody kind of gets that idea. Your hair just requires, like, there's a commercial I saw on TV. It's this, you know, mad and crazy about hydration. That is where I am. I have always been. I've always believed in keeping always. African Americans, our hair texture requires that. It craves that. And so I learned that lesson early on. So I have a head full of hair thanks to Carapi. In case you didn't know that, because I know I have a lot of pictures out there with short hair. Carapi has just done it up. And, yes, I have a beautiful Carapi beard. So I'll show all of you very soon. We've taken some new pictures and all that stuff to share real soon with everybody. I think I put up some beautiful shampoo and conditioner pictures this morning on the Facebook.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so real clear, gorgeous picture
beautiful
of our Carapi. Thank you. I took that picture myself. So, yeah, check it out on Facebook when you get a moment. And real good stuff. So, listen, we have some things to get into. Got a lot to catch up with Miss Blue about this morning.
Yeah.
So we're going
to
put
her
on the hot seat.
I'm excited to hear the next candle.
Yeah, me too. We're going to talk about that just a bit. And kind of just, you know, and also let me just take a moment. We want to kind of remember folks who have gone on and to the next phase of whatever's out there. Folks like Dr. Willie Morrow, we lost not all that long ago. You guys know his esteemed daughter, Cheryl, who is a hair legend in her own right as well, following in dad's footsteps.
Right.
We just want to say thank you to this incredible man. Exactly. Eugene Davis did an article that you guys can read about at HAIRadio.com. Well, that's what I love about that, the site. It has articles and all of that. So what you do is go to forum tab, F-O-R-U-M,
once you go to hairradio.com, and again, it has just one R in the word Hair Radio, check it out. I think you're going to really, really like it. You can sign up to become a member if you have not by clicking on the members tab. You'll see that right next to it. So real good stuff. I think we have a little bit of a quick clip on Dr. Willie Morrow and so much more, so much other stuff to get into this morning, and we're going to do just that. So listen, stay with us. We've got a lot more. We've got a whole lot more to get into this morning on the Air Radio Morning Show. So we're going to talk a little bit more. Stay with us.
He wanted everything in a complex. He wanted the salon and the beauty part. He had the newspaper. He had the radio station.
Dr. Willie Morrow's daughter, Cheryl Morrow, smiles that her father rose from poverty to creating a multi-million dollar hair empire.
My dad at one point had about 220 employees.
Born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the son of sharecroppers, Willie Morrow was a self-taught barber and chemist.
I know a lot about black hair, straight hair, curly hair, wavy hair, you name it, I'm a hair guy.
Here's Morrow 6 years ago at 76 years old at the museum exhibit in his honor at the California Center for the Arts Escondido.
I look around the walls here and, oh my goodness, how could one guy do so? All these different things.
His humble hair beginning started in 1959 in this red velvet barber chair where he cut local black leaders' hair and even Michael Jordan.
And from this chair, it's just, my career just took off.
Morrow traveled around the world in the 1970s, contracted by the Department of Defense to teach and cut hair on military bases and in war zones, where he wrote several books.
He had textbooks and how and pictures and manuals, and he did these a magazine called Curly Cues.
Outside Willie Morrow's iconic Southeast San Diego barbershop on Market Street stood an Afro Pick, the tool he came to invent.
He cut off a comb that he was given a U.S. utility patent for called the Easy Teeth, and then he cut those teeth off and put it on a blow-dry nozzle snout.
You can still buy Willie Morrow's patented hair products on sale today. Morrow manufactured his own hair care line from this Lemon Grove warehouse called the California Curl Company, creating curl milk, curl repair, cream cold wave, and holding spray. Morrow's face featured on his own products, and he was also in Chris Rock's movie Good Hair in 2009.
He was truly not just the barber, but he was the scientist, so he could make up stuff.
Always inventing, Morrow is said to have originated the popular 1980s hairstyle, the Jerry Curl, before its namesake creator, Jerry Redding.
Mr. Morrow's curl version is 8 years before the commercialization one we know as Jerry.
Not stopping there, Morrow made it into media, starting the San Diego Monitor in 1986.
He wanted to give affordable advertising for black businesses.
Cheryl Morrow took over the newspaper.
We did a special edition. We just saved them.
In 1979, Willie Morrow ran San Diego's first black radio station, 92.5, for over a decade before the economy shifted.
It began to decline. I think that's one of my father's regrets. You know, the not being able to carry on black radio.
Cheryl carries on the torch in her father's retirement, managing and storing his hundreds of hair tools and equipment.
Grabbing the hair and turning it and clicking it, click, 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 click.
Cheryl does a podcast called Willie's Barbershop, highlighting her hair hero and a San Diego black hair pioneer.
He goes all in when you have a dream. And that is, to me, the ultimate legacy.
There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with a yak in your mouth. And we back outside. You said you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside. In case you forgot how we act outside.
Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's Wednesday, September 7th of 2022. That, of course, was Beyonce and Break My Soul. I just love that song. And her dad, of course, the great Matthew Knowles, who was my guest right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, who was a great fan of our broadcast. Just real good stuff and thought you should remember. We're celebrating our 752nd broadcast today. It's Wednesday again, September 7th of 2022. Here's Nicole Marie, Queen of the Mornings, joining me right here live out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Happy mid-show to everybody. Literally, it's the midpoint for folks out like you are in the Central Time Zone. It's about 6:33 in the morning. It's very early where you are, Nicole Marie.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. It just dawned on me. Wow. When we start our show at 6 New York time, it's 5 for
yes,
the folks
it is.
Out there. Yeah, so it must be real quiet out there in Water Valley at 5 in the morning.
It
the only
is.
Thing waking up the folks is the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes. We
so
are
right.
so excited. Yeah, it's always a great pleasure and honor to have you guys joining us on this live broadcast.
Thank
we always have something
tuning.
To talk about. Yeah, you know, there's always so much to talk about.
And so got a great guest coming up in about an hour. Her name is B, like the letter B, like Bravo, or Brava in this case, BB, so Brava Brava. So we're real excited to welcome her. She made a cameo, we're going to call it, once, a cameo appearance. Before, she just dropped in for a second. But no, this time we've got her for a sit-down. So you want to definitely stay tuned. She's a very interesting lady. She's done a lot, and she'll be getting into a lot right here. She's a licensed cosmetologist out of the state of Alabama.
All right. So, you're close to me.
Yeah, we're going in the South today. Well, we go in the South every day. We really do, Nicole.
Yes.
We have folks from the West Coast. Tomorrow, on Thursday show. Yeah, well, Thursday we have a California stylist joining us all the way from the West Coast, and she'll be on at 8:30 as well. I think she's on at 8:30.
Great.
I had to double-check the time, but, yeah, she's going to be on tomorrow. So you don't – yeah, that's right, because tomorrow, yeah, she should be on at 8:30 Thursday. So definitely check her out. I'm real excited about her appearance as well on the network. We're just kind of rolling along. So today at 8:30, BB will be on, and we'll talk a little bit more about tomorrow's guest a little later in the show. But real happy to just have you with us. So lots to get into. Okay, is that you whistling so early in the morning? You whistling Dixie so early,
no.
Nicole Marie?
No, I'm not. No.
Yeah, we heard it. We heard it. We heard it right here. So listen, we're going to kind of keep things rolling along. Michael Hopkins, the Hopper, will be with us in just a little bit. In fact, we're going to talk to Michael a lot because I want to kind of mention a little bit about his upcoming premiere for his second season. We talked about it. It was supposed to be this past Tuesday. That didn't happen because of the holiday and all kinds of crazy stuff. So we are super excited to announce right here,
yes,
that next week he will be able to get his second season off the ground. That's Tuesday, the 13th of September. Yeah, so we're real excited. And I'm sure he is as well. We're going to ask him about that in just a little bit. He'll be with us again, Michael Hopkins, the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, in their second season.
King
going
of
into their second season. So, yeah,
yeah.
So the King of Planes, his whole thing, and you don't have to be a veteran to appreciate all that he has to say. But if you are, you really will appreciate everything he has to say. Tuesday mornings, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, right here as part of the Hair Radio Wheel. But on the 13th, next week, we're going to get started a little earlier at 8 for that Tuesday, just to get Michael's show launched into the second season real well. So don't miss it. 8 o'clock next Tuesday morning, right here, for a special one-hour edition of that talk radio show. Lots to
Wonderful.
Talk about. Yeah,
excited.
So I'm real proud. Yeah, and you have been a host over there. Well, a producer, I should say, for that talk and helping them out and all of that kind of stuff all this time. And
so
we're going to see if we can get the Angels on because I'd like to get them as well. We'll see what we can get some kind of reunion. How's that going? We'll work on that.
Sounds great. Let's do
I
that.
I think so, too. Yeah. So I'll tell you what, why don't we take a quick commercial break and we'll see if we can go and find out where is Michael Hopkins? Where, oh, where is Brother Michael?
Where
stay
is
with
he?
Us.
Okay.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Morning.
Good morning. Yes, how are
good morning,
you?
Good morning. I am great. How are you?
Doing just fantastic. Well, listen, let
awesome.
Us kind of jump in on this, because this is something that I noticed recently. I'm kind of been in this mindset, Nicole Marie, about black theater. Black theater,
right.
If you will. Yes. Because I've grown up here, I live in New York City. We have Broadway. I've been to many Broadway
yes,
shows.
Famous Broadway, yes.
Yeah, but it kind of started back when I was a kid. It started back when I was a kid. I always used to be very much wanting to write plays, and I even tried out for the School of the Performing Arts, high school and all that kind of stuff, like the kind of show that the TV show Fame was based on.
Yes,
I'll feel you guys. Well, yeah, so did I. So I'll feel you on my audition and all that another time. But let me just tell you this. I was always influenced by what we have contributed, being African-American, to the landscape of theater. And I had no idea about this. I had just uncovered a fact that I was really surprised about. And you guys may know some of this already. You may have seen the play out there yourself. But there was a play that I went to called Mama, I Want to Sing. And and it was by a lady, I want to say Vi Hickinson, I think her name is.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, just an incredible. It was about her actual sister. I didn't even know this was a real performer, a singer named Doris Troy. And I just happened to be watching TV the other day, and I saw Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. on a commercial promoting some classic songs. And one of those was the big hit by the singer Doris Troy. So I said, Doris Troy, I remember that name from the play Mama, I Want to Sing.
The musical, right.
Yeah, the musical. And I said, let me just Google Doris Troy and see who is Doris Troy. And as it turns out, I had no idea that she sang with none other than Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dee Dee Warwick. Can you believe that, Nicole Marie?
Wow.
So that was...
I certainly did not know that. Right.
Yeah. Four incredible singers. Now, of the four, can you guess which two I've interviewed? But I get you on that one.
Dionne Warwick. And hold on.
Okay, let me just recap it for you guys out there. Okay, so we're talking about Doris Troy, who I just found out is performed with Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dionne's sister Dee Dee Warwick. So that was very, very interesting. So of those four, I interviewed two of them, have been on our show over the years. Okay. Now, with that in mind, let me also say this. Two of them have gone on. So, okay.
You give up. Let me just take out your misery. All right. Well, first of all, let me just tell you, I was just blown away to discover that Doris Troy even, well, first of all, I recognized her big hit record that you guys can easily Google up, and I have to get it and put it on here. But I was just blown away that, A, that I knew the song without ever making the connection that that was Doris Troy singing it, even though I had gone I'd gone to see it as a child. Again, Mom, I Want to Sing. And so that was the big connection that I had, and I said the big revelation. But then to realize that she had been one of the singers that sang with Dionne Warwick and Dee Dee Warwick and Cissy Houston, you know, they're all related, the three of them.
Right.
And so I thought that was interesting. Okay, now let me tell you. So all that to say, I love black theater. It also reminded me of the incredible work of a gentleman who was also on our show, the one and only Shelley Garrett. Now, we lost him a few years back, but Shelley has made just a huge impact on me as well. And I had a chance to go and meet Shelley Garrett and his lovely wife, Doris, and she's been on our show as well. And we've just been able to make some amazing connections and have some incredible artists to chat with and to introduce to everybody. So it's been incredible.
Wonderful.
Correct? Yeah.
Wonderful.
So now, back to the Doris Troy story here. So as it turns out, the answer to the trivia is that of the four, again, Dionne Warwick, Dee Dee Warwick, Cissy Houston. Now, again, Cissy Houston is the mother, of course, of Whitney Houston, just so the folks know.
Right.
And of course, Doris Troy, who this incredible play was based on, Mama, I Want to Sing. And it really, the story came to life because the sister, who was a New York City DJ that we all know here, I remember her very well, brought this story to life. Now, Doris herself you can guys can Google her whole thing out there, but I think we lost her along the way. But I think she saw the success of it inside the theater.
Right.
You know, so that was really good, and she made it a while after that. So, okay, so here's the deal. It was, okay, last chance. You want to take one last chance, or are you ready to just, what is it, Carrie?
I'm ready for you to tell.
Okay, all right. I teased it enough.
I had
guys.
My guess, but I don't think I'm correct, so I'm
okay,
ready for you.
Well, that's okay. Let me tell you. It's no problem. Now, of course, Dionne Warwick has been on our show. You can see her picture everywhere. She's like a 4 or 5-time Grammy Award winner, as you guys know.
Yes.
She is the cousin to superstar singer Whitney Houston, just an incredible artist. And she was a big pop star in her own right, one of the biggest in the world as well, who's had great songs. We know her from the We Are the World record with Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Tina Turner, and the list goes on.
So we're talking about that.
Yeah, we're talking about a superstar. And for us to be able to have her on our broadcast took us to a whole new level. Well, I had, as you guys know, I've told the story about having the chance to interview Dionne's sister, Dee Dee, way years earlier. And Dee Dee, I had interviewed 2 times. And I never will forget her voice because it sounded so much like Dionne's speaking voice. And it just was always with me. I still hear the way exactly she sounded, which is really, that doesn't happen all that much, but in this case it really does. So when I got a chance to interview Dionne, of course, before the interview started and off mic, I said, I interviewed your sister Dee Dee. I said, twice, and she thought it was just so remarkable. And I said, yeah, most certainly did. It was just a lovely, lovely interview. She was just fantastic. And so the two that I interviewed, of course, are Dion and Didi Warwick. So there
right.
you go.
All
Is
right.
that not nice? Yeah.
That's nice.
But,
I had Dion right, them. For sure.
What was that?
I said I had Dion right, of course.
Oh,
I had
yeah.
her down.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They are all superstars. And, you know,
yeah.
for me, just, you know, tipping my hat to Black theater, that's what this is all about. And while we're at it, I want to just take a moment to shout out the amazing folks at Upscale Magazine Radio.
Yeah,
they are doing, yeah, they're doing a great job. They've been really big supporters of the Hair Radio Morning Show and everything that we're doing, all of our entire team. And I'm just very happy that, you know, they're on board with us. And you guys can go to upscalemagazine.com as well. And just stay tuned. We'll always keep you informed right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Nicole Marie! So what did you think?
Yes. That's
awesome.
Wonderful. Yes, yes.
Awesome.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, you haven't made it until you made it to Hair Radio. I'm Keri Hines. It's Wednesday morning, September 7th of 2022. It's about a little before 8 o'clock Eastern Time. If you're out in Central Time Zone, it's a little before 7 in the morning. Let me bring back to the line Nicole Marie, my queen, co-star, queen of the morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Always here to help us out. And let's also bring to the line again, still in our middle hour, Michael Hopkins, man of the day here at Hair Radio.
Good
Hi,
morning,
good morning,
Michael
Hopkins.
Good
yes.
morning, good
yes.
morning, and good morning here in beautiful downtown
Spotsylvania. How are you doing,
super
sir?
Fantastic, and I'm going to get better today.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good. All right. Happy to hear all of that. Well, listen, just want to say, Michael, first of all, to your fans, because a lot of them were looking for a brand new episode yesterday. We were supposed to have our big launch party for VTR, for Vet Talk Radio. That's going to be on the 13th, so it's going to be this upcoming Tuesday. So I'm real excited about it. So real nice, you know, it's going
to
be the next
Tuesday.
Looking
forward
to it. Really excited.
Most
yeah.
definitely looking forward to it.
Yes, me too, because
yeah.
I know that we've got some great things already set up that I think your fans will be surprised about.
Gonna
but we're going to be an entire
yeah.
hour. So that's
oh,
going to be
yeah.
really, really cool. Yeah,
oh,
and
yeah.
I'm real, real excited about it.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
We've got some great things coming up for season
yeah.
2 of the Vet Talk Radio Show here
I think
on
so too.
Yes, we
and
do.
A whole hour. Yeah, and a whole
oh,
hour,
yeah.
by the way. Cool. So that's
oh,
going to
yeah.
be quite a bit. And also, so lots to say. So first of all, I want to just, you know, today is our real first day back. So I asked Nicole Marie, what about you, Michael? Did you do anything special over the holiday break?
I most certainly did. I had the fine opportunity of spending a holiday with the love of my life, my wife, Vanna D. Hopkins.
Oh,
nice.
Very nice. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It was exciting. We got to eat a couple of burgers. We got to watch TV and just enjoy each other.
Wow. Now, where were all the kids and grandkids and all that stuff? Michael down in Spotsylvania, Virginia. So where was everybody, Michael Hopkins? We're putting on the hot seat this morning.
It's the greatest thing. Oh, it's the greatest thing. They got a chance to enjoy their families. That's what they got a chance to do. We love them too.
So, yeah, they had their own families. They were all hanging out and doing their own little thing as well.
Oh, yes, and I wasn't upset with it.
Great.
Well, let me ask you guys that. That's actually a very good point. Both you and Nicole Marie, you each have families and all that kind of wonderful good stuff. But how about that? Do you guys think that, you know, are you ever offended, like when everybody starts breaking off and your kids start having their families and the families start having families and everybody goes off and they do their own little camp? Or let me just put it a nicer way. They establish their own traditions. Have you guys ever heard of anything like that? How do you think you guys would react or feel?
I'm not there yet, Carrie, because my kids are still at home. But
you got youngins, Nicole Marie.
Yes, I do.
So
but
true.
Going back to my family and, you know, being at home, being with my parents and, you know, spent all holidays together and everything. And then once I left for college, sometimes I was there for holidays, sometimes I wasn't. Or, you know, other things during the summer or whatever the case may be. And then when I had my own family, as much as possible, we tried to, you know, get back to Ohio to visit and so forth. And I think at first it was kind of a shock for my parents because they were so used to, you know, used to me being there. But then it was okay because either my parents either came and spent time with us or we went there and spent time with them. So it was okay, but still that when you had that time with just your family, it was okay.
Wow. I'm loving
it. Like I said, I'm not there with my own kids yet. I don't know how I'm going to feel about that, but I'm not there yet.
I think it depends, because I think there are a lot of variables. I'm just looking from the outside, as you guys know.
True,
but I'm guessing
every family is different.
You know, every family's different, you know, because it might be that some grandparents have a lot of kids and some don't, and then other parents, some might, you know, you never know. And everybody's
got weird
stuff going on, strange dynamic.
That is quite true.
That's so true. Our family was relatively small and very, very close. So, you know, definitely put a lot of value on family and, you know, being together.
I come from a very large family. I had 8 siblings. We was a very large family with lots of grandkids and stuff. But family was important to us. Just because it's a large family doesn't mean that it's not. But the thing is, there were a whole bunch of, you know, youngins and little ones and all of that. So I don't think that we were missing. I can't speak for my dear mama, but I think that I would imagine that she felt, you know, there were a whole bunch of grandkids, you know, and they were all, well, you know, I had a lot of siblings. All my siblings got kids, and those kids got kids, and kids everywhere. So I think that I'm going to say I don't think I would be going out on a limb to say she probably appreciated that, but you had to come and pick up those kids at the end of the day. I think that's
Oh, yeah, that alarm goes off, and the next thing you know, love you, too.
Yeah.
See you next time, right?
Time to go. We'll see you next holiday. Lots of kids. So we love all that. Well, listen, speaking of family, you know, we had on just a remembrance, if you will, of Dr. Willie Morrow earlier, talk a little bit about Cheryl as well. And speaking of family, I have to acknowledge, you know, it's been a year since I lost my dear brother Donald, who was just such a great supporter of Hair Radio and therapy and all of that. He really was. He's a big fan of the Carapy Beard Oil, and he always used to order it, and was real pleased about that. And so just wanted to tip my hat. It's been a whole year, and it just made me think that, you know, especially in doing the memoriam for Dr. Morrow and all of that, to just remember family is important and all the stuff that we're kind of talking about here this morning. And just wanted to say thank you for the encouragement and the inspiration and all of the above. Your memory will always live on here. Your legacy stays with us here at Hair Radio in our live events. And so, okay, listen, 8 o'clock New York time, 7:59 to be exact, 6:59 for folks out in the Central Time Zone. Coming up in about a half hour, we are being joined by BB. BB is what she goes by, out of Alabama, licensed cosmetologist. Looking forward to talking with her about her wigs and hair and what she's got going on and a whole bunch of stuff she's doing. It's going to be very, very good. Tomorrow, Rochelle Chappelle. And believe me, your ears are going to perk up with Rochelle. Trust me.
Love it.
That's all I'm going to say. You'll have to tune in tomorrow at 8:30. You don't want to miss Rochelle Chappelle. Trust me on that. That's all I'm going to say tomorrow. So you'll be having your breakfast and, you know, make sure you're sitting down. I just laugh and enjoy. I just love the Hair Radio Morning. You don't know who's going to drop by. You just don't know who's going to
drop by.
So I loved last week, too. Last week was fantastic. Dakia was on. She'll be with us again soon. But one of my favorite folks who dropped by unexpectedly was the weather guy. If you guys remember Ryan from down in Alabama. Hold on. He was in what state? Mississippi.
Hattiesburg.
Your
Mississippi.
State.
Right. Hattiesburg.
You know the Hattiesburg sounds like a real southern type name. Hattiesburg.
Yeah.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Okay. So that's where he's from, based out of down there. He does the TV weather report. And we're just shouting him out and his incredible co-star. I love the videos that they do. Every Friday, they roll out a new video, so we just love all of that. And his interview, I listened to it. It was playing over at upscalemagazineradio.com. Don't forget about them at 9 o'clock. Go right there, and we usually get these, even today's radio show. We'll replay over there a little later at upscalemagazineradio.com. So just, it's nice to have everybody. You know, we feel like we're getting back on. Blue will be back, I'm sure, with us tomorrow. But what we're going to do today is get on her new commercial. So just to shout her out, we haven't forgotten about her this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're just so excited to have everybody on. Let me see if we can get it together. Divine Energy Candle. Okay, here's a quick short little one. Let's take a listen.
Are your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Okay, what did you guys think?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that
nice,
I
nice.
Have incentive
right.
to order.
Yeah. Thank you. I think it does incentivize you. I agree. Yeah, and it has a little catchy little beat to it. There's a longer version as well out there. We're gonna get it on, and we'll keep playing it and get you guys. I want to, speaking of advertisers and all that, I have to shout out Rugged Evolution Beard Care. The owner, Arrington Gavin, whether he has released it publicly or not, I'm congratulating him. He's having a big wedding and all that kind of stuff, and we want to just wish him well. And while we're we're shouting out all of our amazing sponsors. You guys heard Roots Rock Salon. You will be getting their commercial on shortly as well. And all of the folks, I'm just happy that we've got a lot of people and lots of things happening. We're working on some new commercials as well that'll be rolling out. And just shouting out everybody, all of our wonderful fans, who tune in every day to the broadcast, Upscale Magazine Radio and Upscale Magazine. Now, Upscale Magazine, we didn't really talk about this so much, but you guys have been reading or seeing my posts on Facebook. You know, or you may not know, that I've done quite a few of the graphics in the current edition, current edition of Upscale Magazine that's out on the newsstands all over the place.
Oh, beautifully done, too, by the way, Carrie.
Yes. Oh, looks wonderful. Congratulations
to you. Thank you. Much appreciated. It's been quite rewarding and quite remarkable to be able to have out there so many advertisements and advertorials that we were able to create. And as I was saying earlier, most folks don't realize that we actually have a graphics arm, a graphics division of what we do here at Hair Radio. So we design business cards, we do flyers and banners and wall things and graphic arts and all kinds of digital stuff. We're digital marketers.
Whatever you need,
you got it. You got it right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins and Miss Nicole Marie. So lots to get into this morning, as always. Hey, we're going to take a couple minutes, and then we're going to be back. I want to get this piece on. She was with us a long time ago, Celeste Anthony, but she is so, so very good with what she has to say. You remember her. I want you to take a close listen. We're doing a vault replay, kind of digging into some of all thousands of hours of material. She was with us not all that long ago, Celeste Anthony, although this might have been a while back. So if you hear something about the expo and all of that, that'll tell you what's up, you know. But I think what she has to say is so important. So do stay tuned and pay close attention. I think you're going to learn something. All right, we'll be right back on the other side of that. We have a live guest coming up at 8:30 Eastern. You don't want to change anything. Coming up, BB is with us out of Alabama. So stay with us. Here's Celeste Anthony. Just stay with us.
Good morning, Celeste. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning, Carrie. How are you?
I am doing just great. Well, listen, first of all, we're excited to have you with us. I want to first tell, all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, what exactly is New York Show Hair?
New York Show Hair is pure, unorthodox, raw human hair. Now, how to explain it? Pure and orthodox. Unorthodox is the word unusual. You don't you usually just don't get someone's hair, you know, cut off and then cleaned, disinfected, lysed, and sewn onto your hair, outside of what they sell out in the beauty supply store and on the internet.
Right.
But with pure and orthodox, raw human hair is actually what you're getting. So if you say to me, you know, you want you know, I have mulatto hair and I want to extend it, I could say to you, okay, is your hair mulatto frizzy or is your hair mulatto more smooth? Is it more closer to African-American mulatto hair or is it more closer to you know, the parent, more Caucasian hair, yeah. And they just describe it to me, and sometimes I might have something similar, or I just say, you know, just give me a couple of days, give me about a week or so. I have to have someone source that. I have to have somebody go out there and find it, and I'll bring it back to you. I can basically get them their hair. It blends right in. You would never even know what's in there.
Really?
Never.
Wow.
Yep. No chemicals, no itching, no matting, no shedding, nothing, nothing. It goes right into your head. And I tell you, and when they get it, it's like, you know, for them, they go, God, what kind of shampoo is in this hair? Oh, my God, this is high end. I'm like, hey, this is cool. I have to get this hair deliced. I have to get this hair sewn, and I have to get this hair right for you because it's coming off somebody's head. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, and I guess we should back it up a little bit, Celeste, and just share with everyone. We're talking about hair, natural hair, that you use, that can be used or is used for weaving, and what are some of the different uses for the wonderful hair that you have?
Oh, we use it as weaving, for weaving with the weft, braiding hair, buy it in bulk. Also, I have a few shops that like to do the Brazilian wrap. Brazilian wrap is basically like box braids, similar to box braids, but instead of it being braided, they wrap it around with black thread or blonde thread, and then they knot it off, cut it, and then you just go from there. Most of my Latino customers use that. Brazilian wrap. Yeah, they use the Brazilian wrap. Because to them, you know, they already have long hair and it's already straight, but some of them will choose like a coarse curly hair depending on the texture of their hair, and then you have some of them that will use the straight hair. But most people don't use bone straight, which I'm glad, you know, because that's bone straight, to be honest with you, that's really just man-made, you know, or that's just somebody way over there that we're not trying to deal with. So we like to deal with, let's say if the hair is straight, it has to still have like a kink to it in order for it to stay. And that kink might have the more relaxed look, because once you put a little oil in it, a serum in it, and you wash it up, and boom, out the door, you're good. And I could give you hair that's a heavy denticity where it's just thick, or I can give you something feather light. You know, it just depends on what you want and your hair texture.
Amazing.
So I just work with you. I work with you. I tell you, describe your hair to the T. Once you give me that, I get the vision, I start sending you pictures, and you tell me what it is. I say, okay, fine. Because the pictures is just an idea of what it will be. And then, you know, a lot of times people come to me. If I go to them, I bring hair with me, and I let them select their pieces. Select what you like. So I don't even box them. Because when you box the hair, these girls have this hair all boxed up in these pretty boxes and these bowls. You're hiding the truth. You see what I'm saying? And to me, how I lay my hair out, if I'm doing like a show, I just lay it out on the table. And it's like a fish market. When you go to the fish market, when you go to a market to purchase your fish, you know, you want to be able to go into that ice and pull that fish out because you want a nice, fat, juicy
dig
piece.
In there.
Dig in there. That's what I'm talking about. Dig in there and get what you like. Because I don't know what
that
you like, you know. So I just try to come up with an idea, or they'll send me a picture of their hair, and I'll say, okay, no problem. I think I got it.
Now, Celeste, I have to – yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. It's all right.
Well, I was just going to say, when it comes to the hair and all of that, how can people, you know, see the hair? Or is there some kind of way that they can contact you and reach out to you?
Yes, I'm on Instagram under New York Show Hair. That's NY Show, SHO Hair, HAIR, at Instagram. You could check out a lot of different pictures I put up there. I normally don't have pictures of young ladies in the shop because I'm going to be honest with you, not everybody's cute.
No.
I mean, I'm not trying to be mean
or
anything.
Well, this is how you work it, Celeste. Everybody is cuter with your hair.
Right, exactly.
How you work
everybody's
so,
cute. You know, it's as a joke, but, you know, I can't. You have some girls where it's like, girlfriend, where are you going with that hairstyle? Where, really?
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's why we have things like the Hair Radio Morning Show. We have folks like yourself who come on and who are business proprietors who are, you're in the business to beautify, you know, mm-hmm. these folks out here, and you're doing an amazing job. So listen, you guys out there, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest today is Celeste Anthony. Now, she is the proprietor of New York Show Hair, and we are excited to have her with us today on the broadcast. So, Celeste, again, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, we've got to go back a bit again and tell everybody, now, you are from where? Where did you grow up?
I'm actually from Brooklyn. I'm from Williamsburg.
Brooklyn?
Yes.
Neck of the woods.
Yes.
Right.
I'm from the old Williamsburg. The old. Yeah. Before there was trees on the block. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We get you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is a whole new place right about now.
Oh, yeah. Before the new Columbus and the new Pilgrims came in. Yeah, we were there. Uh-huh. They don't remember us.
No, that's generally how it goes. Look at us as the Native Americans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got to figure this out. Now, where are you based these days?
I'm in the Bronx.
You're in the Bronx. You're not all that far. You know, that's all right. That is okay. And we love the Bronx folks. So shout out to all of our listeners in the Bronx. I was in the Bronx the other day. I still go to my one of my wonderful hairstylists who she did my hair before, and she's based in the Bronx, and we shout them out, and we're going to one of their big shows and all of that. So all of New York. So this is wonderful, and that's why it is New York Show Hair. So we are excited
mm-hmm.
about that. But
mm-hmm.
what are some of, let's talk about your products again. You know, what are some of the different types of hair that, what's your, like your most popular, you know, brand, if you will, or style, or, you know, texture, or what have you. What's one of the most popular? Are they all kind of popular? But
yeah, you know, it's funny you should say that. They're all really popular. They're all stars. But mm-hmm. I have one that just sticks out the most, and that's really is the one I call Wild Roni, because it's big hair. It's big hair, and it's like the mulatto texture, or you can get a little coarse, a little more coarse, where it melts right into your hair. So if you're a woman that's transitioning and you're normally natural, you're natural and you have more of a coarse texture, you tend to lean towards Wild Roni, because it still keeps you in that, you know, Afrocentric feel. Like I have one client, oh, she's such a sweetheart, her dreads are to her neck. And she always gets this particular hair texture because she likes to change. She likes to change a bit. Like you know, she'll do her dreads up really pretty, but then those days when she designs wigs, she'll make her a wig, and it's like, wow, wait a minute, where did your dreads go? Because the hair, it's real hair, so it looks like it's actually coming out of her scalp.
Oh, wow. That is
amazing. Yeah, yeah. And I get it short. I can get it as short as 4 inches. I can get it as long as, 24, 23 in that area, maybe a little longer, because people think normally, oh, I'm going to just get me 26 inches, 28 inches. That's really not realistic. You know, that's what people don't get it. Yeah. It's 26, 28. Realistic, yes, it is long, but if I'm going to sit there and be and have 30 inches of hair on my head, I ain't cutting it. I don't grow it since I was a little girl. A lot of these people cut their hair for many different reasons, to feed their children, to buy medicine for a parent or a child, glasses, books, believe it or not, little sandals. People don't know that this is not a game for them, and they don't make a lot of money. Yeah, this is real to these folk. When they cutting up cutting off their hair, they're doing it for a purpose, to feed a family.
Right.
Yeah, so you take that into consideration when I'm purchasing this hair, I'm always giving out extra. I'm always putting a little extra dollars in those envelopes, because, like I said, hey, I could fall on hard times with my family, and I want to always, I want to be able to know that somebody remembered that, you know, and you might have a burst of luck somewhere along the line and say, wow, that was a family you looked out for. So
that's
what I love. I do it because I love to do it, to help someone, and I feel good about it. Yeah, but, at the end of the day, a lot of these places, they take that hair for granted. And a lot of hair that they're selling out there is not even real hair.
I wonder, I'll tell you what. Well, folks, let me just go back a little bit. If you just joined us, if you just tuned in, we're so excited to be speaking with Celeste Anthony on today's edition of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. So, Celeste, now your company, again, is New York Show Hair.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really important because I think about it and I say, you know what, women making a difference in their lives, and you're an entrepreneur. Whether you want to take the title or not, you are an entrepreneur. So what do you say to those women out there who, you know, want to start a business of their own? Do you have any advice for them?
Follow your dreams. But follow, you know, you might have this dream, and the dream is not really there yet, but someone else close to you may see that dream and put a bug into your ear. And especially, see, if they're close to you and their intentions is very good, go ahead and follow it. You need that support system. Yeah, you really need that support system. And once they see it flowing, they're not going to stop you. Now, the person over here on the other side who acts like they're for you, you know, you'll see their backs, you know, kind of turn. They'll turn against you, and then they'll walk away, or they'll find a reason for not being there, you know, for you. But that's okay, because we come in the world by ourselves and we go out by ourselves. So,
right.
So you got a dream, you follow it. Like I said, you may not know it's there at that time, but it's there. We all have dreams. It's just the time when God brings it in. That's the difference. It's the timing. It's the timing. He's already preparing it for you, but we want it now. But now just might not be at that particular time. So when that whisper goes in your ear to do it, listen to it, because it's real, you know, it's real low and it's soft, and it only comes once in a while. Just follow it and go for it. I find being a woman in business and being a mom, I find it to be very easy. I find it so much easier because I love what I do, and when I love what I do, it comes out through the work. It comes out through the work, comes out in your smile. I had somebody tell me, oh, you're too close to the people. Oh, you get so close to your customers. I'm like, I get what you're
awful.
Saying.
I've never heard of that.
I got that. Yeah, you're too close to them. Why are you so close to them? And I'm like, okay, well, in my business, it's my business culture to be close. You know, I don't want to go home with you and barbecue with you, but you're giving me a service.
Although
well, I'm
giving
hungry, you a service.
I just may do that.
right. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, but I'm giving you a service, and you're giving me your time, and you're giving me your trust, and you're giving me your hardworking money, so to speak. You know, so
right.
I can't take your money and be like, oh, here you go, thank you, and walk away. I can't do that. So and in the field that I am, selling raw hair, I come to you and I say, well, this is what it is. Go in here and look at it. So now you're going through this. You know, you're taking out your pieces, and that's time. You know, if I'm selling something that's a duplicate or something, then I just say, here you go. Okay, you want that wavy hair, I'm out the door. I got your money. That's not right.
Exactly.
You know,
well,
yeah.
I am so excited. I really have to say, Celeste, because we want everybody to know. And again, if you're trying to find Celeste's hair, Celeste, tell everybody again how they would be able to find you.
You can reach me two ways. You can reach me at New York Show Hair at Instagram.com. That's NYSHOHAIR. You can also call me at 347-751-3141. Call me, ask me any questions you want to ask me. I'm available. I'm there. If I don't answer, don't worry about it. Shoot me a text. I might be somewhere where I can't get to the phone right now. Shoot me a text. I'll text you back. I'll call you. And we could spend 10, 15 minutes on the phone because a lot of people don't know what pure and orthodox raw human hair is. So I have to explain it to them. Yeah, and I don't mind.
That's what we love about you, because you are really, you are available and accessible. And you can always connect with Celeste through the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're always very happy to put folks in touch with you. Now, listen, Celeste, I also want to just remind everybody that you're going to be part, we're about to roll out all the details on the upcoming Hair Nation Expo that we've been talking about for quite a bit of time here.
I'm shouting out the hair radio show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the hair radio show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hi, my name is Ajak Deng. I am 27 years old and I've been modeling for 8 years.
Hi, my name is Nya Kim Garowich. I am 25 years old and I've been modeling for 2 years.
Hi, my name is Leomi Anderson. I'm 24 years old and I've been modeling for nearly 11 years now.
Hi, my name is Kadia Diaf. I'm 21 years old and I've been modeling for 2.5 years now.
This one girl asked me one time, she's like, is it true that when black people take a shower, or like the dark black people take a shower, the water don't touch your skin? Like you don't feel the wet of the water in my skin, on your skin? And I was just like, huh? This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you get in the water, you're going to get wet, despite of your black, yellow, purple.
One of the instances is where I was waiting at a casting for 3 hours. They'd seen my face. I'd been sitting there amongst the other girls. And when I finally got into the casting, they say to me, sorry, we're not looking for any African people. And I'm just like, well, that's 3 hours of my life I can't get back because of you, kind of thing. And I was just literally like to them, you know, if you're going to be racist, let me just tell you one thing, my heritage is Jamaican, but we're all from Africa. And they're just like, ah. I'm just like, really? Like, it's the ignorance is just like so shocking.
I had so many crazy experience with hair and makeup.
Being backstage and not having someone to do my hair right or do my makeup right makes me feel like I'm not represented. Like, no one just really cares about my skin color or my hair type.
Before I even had cut my hair like this, I used to have an afro. You know, you could do a lot with an afro. You know, you could either braid it or straighten it or curly it, but it was like, we don't know what to do with your hair. The texture is too nappy.
I always have to travel with a brush and gel, because when I'm backstage, sometimes I have to do my hair or do my makeup. Well, it's not that they don't provide someone to do it, but they won't do it the way I like it, or it won't be, you know, what I want.
But I had an experience in Milan where I went through hell, basically. They glued in a whole head of extensions, they ripped them out, they blow dried my hair, they straightened it, they put hairspray, and then literally he was just about to put like a really water-based gel on my hair, and I just turned around and I said, if you put this in my hair, it's going to make my hair go frizzy. And he literally just started going off, like calling me like the B word, telling me, who do I think I am? Who do I think I'm talking to? He can end my career in 2 minutes. And this is when I was 17 years old and it was in a room full of people. I felt so embarrassed and I was literally in tears. And that was when I really realized that, you know, being a black model is a completely different experience.
I was at this campaign and backstage, they didn't know how to do my hair. So they felt like, basically they had a white hairstylist and this guy didn't know how to do braids and he just like parted my hair and did whatever he wanted with it and I wasn't happy with it.
Backstage, yes, absolutely, because not everybody has the correct products to use on dark skin, or maybe they do have it, but they don't think of the whole undertone thing, because, you know, I have a red undertone, even though I'm darker than most.
I feel like often black models have to redo their makeup, and I remember all, like, the black models coming to me because I was the only one with my makeup bag, like, Leomi, I need some powder, the stuff that they're putting on me, they're trying to say it's translucent, but it's white, like, help me out here. So, yeah, it's an instance that I've come across numerous amounts of time.
I feel like it's unfair because white models don't have to do it.
I've been in a lot of backstage, and it's only the black models that do that. Most of the time, if a makeup artist doesn't know what they're doing with my skin, I just kind of want to be the teacher that they never had. Bring out my own, my little, you know, makeup bag and just say, you know what, as you can see, this is the same, but this has more red in it, and this is just gray. So it's going to make my skin gray. But if you want, you can mix that with this, and then we'll get the perfect color of mine. And it's like, oh, most of the time they listen. Most of the time they want to fight you on it.
When I would go to a show or a photo shoot, you know, and then I would sit at a makeup artist's chair, you know, and expecting them to, like, put on a foundation, highlight, you know, concealer, you know, all the type of, all the stuff you do for makeup. And it's like, as they never have any products for me. You know, I was like, we don't know what to do. And it was like, oh, this is my favorite line. You don't need foundation. Your skin is so flawless. Like, no, you don't have the foundation. It's not that my skin is flawless.
In New York, a lot of makeup artists know how to do black skin, so we never really have that problem in New York. In London, they kind of are very well advanced out there, and they know how to do it. It's when you get to Milan and Paris, or like Spain, that they're just like, oh my God, I finally got a dark skin girl, so here's my darkest makeup brand I've never used. You're like, that's not right.
Why is it that if a white model says, ah, oh, you're hurting me, it's like, oh, sorry, babe, but me, it's like, oh, your grandma must have, yes, 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 yes. I'm just like, no. My grandma has a nice soft touch, lies, because everyone knows your grandma hurts your head, but she gets the job done, unlike them, so it's fine, you know?
This guy goes, do you taste like chocolate if I lick you? I was like, what? He's like, do you look like you taste like dark chocolate. So I just want to see, can I lick your hand? I was like, no, you're not going to do that. And he's like, why not? I just want to taste it. I was like, lick your hand and you tell me what that tastes like. And he did. And he's like, it tastes like skin. I'm like, that's what mine tastes like. Have a good day.
The thing that really drives me is the fact as well that I don't know what the future holds. Every single day, every single season, we're seeing so much progression for young black women within all industries. So I'm like, if I give up now, who knows where I could be? I could be like the Oprah Winfrey of the fashion industry.
Brands are just trying to make black girls this trend, and it's not a trend. It's diversity, it's representation, it's everything. And it's sad, it's very sad.
I want to leave a good mark in the industry. I want to do something that's going to change a lot of people's lives, and that's going to help the world, humanity. So the future is bright. The future is promising for us, and I think we all just have to stick together and work together, because it's the only way we can make it further.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. It is Wednesday morning, and it's September 7th, 2022. I'm Carrie Hines, and yes, it is our third hour. We're actually closing in on the final half hour of the day, and real excited about my next guest. And I have to say, we've had quite a few folks on today, and this particular person I'm really excited about, she's a licensed cosmetologist out of the state of Alabama. So she goes by the letters BB. And it's my great honor to really welcome her as a guest for the first time. I'll explain. Good morning and welcome to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show, BB. It's Wednesday. Hello, good morning. Yes, how
good
are
morning,
you?
Everyone. I'm fine.
Okay. First of all, I got to tell everybody, I got to explain, because BB, your voice has been heard on this show before. I remember you chimed in once for about, BB made a cameo of about 10 seconds on the show. Do you remember that, BB?
Yeah.
And everybody says, who's BB? Everybody started to wonder who's BB. I think Nicole Marie, my co-host, she'll be with us in a little bit, and she'll probably talk about that as well.
So anyway, BB, first let me say, just give you a big old welcome to the show officially. Really excited
Thank
to
you.
Have you. Yes.
I'm very excited.
Oh, good. Okay, well, I'm happy to hear that. Yes. And you are, I know you're in Alabama. I think I want to say Birmingham area, but you've got to tell everybody exactly where you are. Our Central Time Zone folks love to know where everybody is when they're in the Central Time Zone. So where exactly is BB based out of?
I'm currently based out of Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, you are
it's
in Birmingham.
Right next door to Georgia.
Yes.
Right next door.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I remember I went down to Birmingham. I went to, because the Premier Beauty Show folks invited me to Birmingham. So I actually went there. I think I flew into Atlanta, took a car somehow, and drove to Birmingham and did the show. That's what I seem to remember way back when.
Yeah.
So I got to say, yeah, the folks were nice. Let me just say that. The Birmingham people were so warm and wonderful. Okay, I'm telling you firsthand. So I had a great time. Yeah, I had a great time down there. So listen, now you are a licensed, speaking of hair shows and all that, you're a licensed cosmetologist. You're a hairstylist. Okay,
yes,
yes, and I love this. Now, I don't know if you heard this, but before we got you on, we played a little earlier, a wonderful lady on a classic old interview that she did years and years ago, but it was about loose hair, and I wanted to kind of talk about bundled hair and all of that, and to see what your thoughts are these days, and tell us a little bit on what part of the industry, because some folks are behind the chair, others are not, others are doing you know, everybody's all over the place in the hair industry. So what's your claim to fame, BB?
Well, I actually started, when I started Paul Mitchell, I did not go to Paul Mitchell to be a behind-the-chair hairstylist. I went to Paul Mitchell to be a platform hairstylist behind the scenes of movies, photo shoots, magazines. That's what I do.
So you probably would have really enjoyed listening to our first interview this morning. And when you play the show back, you'll hear it. It's with Eugene Davis, who is a classic. That's what he used to do. He's a part of that production aspect of the industry that, you know, a few of the styles I really like. Yeah, I call it the production side because those are my friends who do the casting, you know, they do the movies and the TV shows and the hairstylist has so many opportunities, so many things that they can do, you know, and now radio too.
Exactly.
Am I right?
It's funny that you say that. Yes, that's so true. Why? I was listening to one of the models that was talking before I came on, and they were just stating how if they can never get someone to do their hair by them being black. But see, with me, I'm a diverse hairstylist. I do natural hair, and I do, you know, the other race hair.
Right.
I do both.
Which is amazing that we call it the cosmetology side and the natural hair side, which is amazing. And there was a time, believe it or not, that we couldn't say that. You had to be in one camp or the other. Do you remember those days, BB?
Yes.
There was a time that you had to say, I'm team natural, okay? And then it was, I'm team cosmetology. And I used to have, and I really mean this, and you're going to fall out. But, BB, I remember going into the salon. And I would sit there, and while they were talking to other, you know, clients and guests, they would go in the back and do relaxers. These were the natural hair shops. They used to hide it.
that they were doing the relaxers. They did not want it to be known that they were doing everything, which was, it was weird. It was because people at that time, they would have a funny face if you did all hair. But they don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. People don't really, you know, they don't react like that anymore. Nowadays, if you do, the more types of hair you can do, the better your pocket's going to be. And not just that, but the more types of services I think you can provide folks. I think it's seen very well now. Now, that could be me. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that, BB?
I really do. I agree with you in so many ways. Because, like, not just being able to do one type of hair, doing another type of hair, that's a gift.
Exactly. And it's so nice the way you say that, BB. Let me bring to the line. Now, I've talked a little bit about her. You may have heard a little bit about her on the show earlier today. She's out of, she's in the Central Time Zone, too. And her name, she goes by Nicole Marie. She's my co-host, and she usually helps to anchor the mornings with me. We're talking about the incredible Nicole Marie. Michael Hopkins, who will be with us, he always gets the last question of the day. He's our colleague and co-host as well on the show. We'll bring him on a little later for the last question. But right now, I'm going to introduce, let me introduce for the first time, BB. Here is Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie, here is BB.
Good morning, Louisiana.
So hold on.
How are you guys? I'm great.
Yeah.
Great.
Now hold it. You guys are both in the Central Time Zone. We've got represented the state of Alabama. And we also have represented the state of Mississippi. So I'm real happy about that. Okay. So,
I'm two hours from Birmingham.
Oh, is that right? You're only 2 hours away?
Okay. 2 hours west, yes.
Oh, I didn't know. You know, I'm bad with geography. I'm real bad with it.
Give you a little history, Carrie.
You think I would be better being a...
So you know.
Well, you do, and you do say that, Nicole Marie, because I will be. And you really would think I would be better. You know, I was the flight attendant and traveled all over the place and stuff. I'm horrible with directions. I really am. I still don't know the east from the west, the south from the north. I have no idea. I have no idea where the sun rises and falls. I have no idea.
There you guys have it.
It's okay. All right. Well, listen, I know that you might have a question as well for our guest today, Nicole Marie.
Yeah.
I'll let you take it away. And now, Nicole Marie, did you not ask me who? Because didn't you hear BB one day as well? I did.
And afterwards, I kept asking you, who is BB? You kept saying, oh, she's going to be on the show. And I kept asking, okay, when is BB coming? When is she coming?
Exactly. She did.
So
BBC,
I'm glad that you didn't
here.
Know.
She's
so
here.
I'm finally
right.
here.
I'm finally here. Welcome.
Yes, and I love
BB,
that. I really do.
So,
go ahead, Nicole. I'm sorry
to
ask, cut you off.
I know
go
you
ahead.
Said you... You started out with Paul Mitchell as you wanted to be a platform artist. So have you had experience doing some of those things that you wanted to do?
Yes, I actually have. I've been in two magazines, and I've did several photo shoots, not just for myself to build my brand, but for other people. And I've also been in a small film, like a skit. But, yes, I have done a lot of platform artistry stuff, and I really enjoy it.
Wonderful.
Don't get me wrong. I like working behind the chair. That's just not what I love to do. I love to be on the scene behind the scenes.
That's your love.
Wow.
Okay.
I love being diverse. I love being able to do all ranges, types of hair, because you never know what you're going to get behind the scenes.
And if I get someone of another nationality, I'm ready. I'm not scared to, oh, I never did this type of hair. No, I'm getting in there and I'm going to get to it.
Wow. Right. Well, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Well, all
so
right.
Now,
well,
BB, you have a, you have
go ahead.
You have a shop in Birmingham?
Right now, I'm just a traveling hairstylist. I go to my clients after the pandemic hit, I start traveling more.
Because
a lot of people weren't comfortable coming to the salon.
Yeah. How is that? How is the traveling? Because, see, back in the day, there wasn't a whole lot of that so much. Times have really changed. It really has. See, when I came along, we're talking about the 90s, okay, if I got to put some years to it. It was a long time ago. But stylist, you could not travel so much, especially in the Northeast. Now, it might have been different in the South. But in the Northeast, you couldn't. They would. They really did not allow that too much. So how's that? Now everybody travels. And I want to say thanks to you, too. Because the do-it-yourself folks have taken over. How do you feel about that, BB?
Well, it's so funny that you bring that up. I was going to actually pay for a wig installment class. And I was going over the details with my son. And he was like, how much is she willing to charge you for 3 hours? I was like, $250. And he was like, Ma, you the licensed cosmetologist. You can just learn that by practicing, you know, on different people. Why would you pay somebody $250 that's not even licensed to teach someone that's so high up in the game?
Oh, what?
And
that
made
a
lot
of sense to me. Hold it, BB. We got to back this up. Is this your son who told you that?
My son goes to North Carolina A&T, a HBCU. And he just made sophomore class president, vice president.
I am
sophomore congratulations to him.
That is wonderful.
Yes, he's awesome. He's very awesome.
I love it. I love it. We got to shout him out again. That is amazing.
It sounds like he's
and
full of wisdom already.
He is.
Wow.
He said, Ma, we're not going to do that. You're the licensed cosmetologist. She's not. I was like, okay.
You know what?
But that
now,
does
don't,
make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, of course. But I'm so proud to hear that. I'm so proud to hear that. You know,
he opened
that makes my
eyes
heart.
When he said that.
Yeah, that's, there are no words. So good stuff. BBC, what a surprise you are. This is why I love the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we love all the people who come on. You just don't know who, how, you know, you're going to make people feel from what you have to say and share. Yeah. What it is really each of us has a, I'm going to go there a little bit. I'm going to say it. Each of us has I don't like to say the whole testimonial word, but I'm going to say it. We each have something to say and to share. That's my belief.
Do. Everybody has a story.
Yeah. Everybody has a story, exactly. And each day on the show, it's about bringing everybody together, bringing all the folks together in the morning. We want to get everybody's day started. I realize that every day that I wake up and I'm happy, and every morning, my day always starts off, I'm always happy in the morning. You know, I'm happy. So I said, let me share this with everybody.
With everybody.
Tune in. Yeah, and that's what we do. That's what we do on the show every day. We really do. And it fills my heart with joy. It makes me very happy to do so. We have a lot to share and talk about. You know, I'm happy to hear about the kids and BB. I'm blown away when I hear that about how great and how smart and wise your son is. What a great job, you know. So today, real good stuff. You did a good job. Okay, so today my guest, for you guys who are just joining us, if you're just tuning in, we're live today. It's Wednesday, September 7th of 2022. It's about 8:48 New York time.
But my guests are my guest is down in Alabama this morning, the Birmingham area. I want to say BB, and that's what she goes by, B, the letters BB, which I love that. So, again, licensed cosmetologist, but you do all types of hair. That's what we were kind of talking about, yeah. And I veered off a little bit, BB, because, yeah. Like I said, these days, you don't have to be pigeonholed, so to speak. You don't have to be pigeonholed. And it sounds like you're okay with the do-it-yourself folks, the YouTubers and all that. Sometimes folks don't like the YouTubers.
I don't have a problem with YouTubers. I really don't. I just feel like it's an easy route when I had to go through, you know, the real learning, have to have your license, you know, have to have so many hours. And nowadays, the young girls is, you know, going off of YouTube, they don't even offer a wash and fix. So I'm paying you $150 to put a wig on my head, but you won't even wash my hair. Like, and that's why I come in. I'm going to have your hair healthy enough to wear the wig, and when you take the wig off, it's still going to be healthy. Because I shampoo.
I love that.
I wash. You know, I'm from the old school. We have to shampoo hair. We don't tell you to come to the salon shampoo. Like, what they do, that is.
Exactly. I love that you, and you know I'm big on shampoo.
I'm not saying anymore about therapy right now, but
I'm big on all of that. I love that, what you just said. And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So now, Phoebe,
The hair game is being cheated.
Yes, it is. Oh, I see some of our... We're going to shout out Miss Shanta Love. I see you out there, Shanta Love, from down in the South 35. We'll catch up with you in just a bit. Definitely, right after today's show, I'm going to be talking to you, Miss Shanta Love. Shanta is one of our, she usually drops by Wednesday, Thursdays to say hi, and she's just shouting you out this morning, BB, on the show today. So good stuff. Now, BB, I want to talk about salon motivation. What can you tell us about that? Because I love this. When we first chatted, you mentioned it, and it stayed with me. What can you tell everybody about salon motivation?
Well, salon motivation is a podcast that I came up with that I've kind of started on, but, you know, start, stop, and go.
Yes.
But it's mainly about what goes on in salon, what we talk about, not just women, but, you know, men also. We just discuss everyday life, things that's going on in the, you know, in the area that we're from. And I also give out hair care tips at the end, but it's just an open discussion, like salon talk. That's basically what it is, salon talk.
Well, I cannot wait because I told BB we're bringing this idea to life. Right here on the Hair Radio. This is the place for it. This is the perfect place for it. Yeah, it couldn't get any more perfect. So we're going to work on all of that in the coming weeks. You'll be able to really dig your heels in. You're going to get to know BB real well. And we're expanding our family of stylists. So, you know, I'm real happy. Yeah. And,
Congratulations. And this is what I want to say.
Everybody has their own way to do hair. Let me just officially say that. And because I've been around hairstylists and worked with hairstylists for almost 3 decades. Oh, gosh. Okay. Let me just move past those year talk. For a long time. And I love that the stylists, everybody, we respect everybody. Everybody has their own thing. And we do a good job on the Hair Radio Morning Show. This is where everybody has a safe space. Whatever you, wherever you are on the conversation.
Safe space.
This is a safe space. And we love all of you. I love the hair industry. I've been a true supporter of the cosmetology industry. I've been a true supporter of the natural hair industry. I have my own product line. We put out books. And as much as we can, because we believe in this community and we believe in the industry. So very important stuff. And in the next couple of days, we'll be talking about behind the scenes in terms of my new product line. We're going to talk about that, setting up your own distributorship. I think this is something you don't want to miss in the next day or two. We'll be talking about all of that, and I'm real happy about that, BB. So now, your podcast, we're going to keep everybody informed, so I hope you're ready for this, BB, okay? Because this is big stuff. This is big stuff.
Yes, it is. So, and my first thing will be, you know, trying to figure out different topics that we can discuss that everyone is open to.
Yes. Well, I'm excited about it. Well, there's a lot to talk about these days. It really is.
Yes, it is.
I think one of the things you mentioned yourself, which I love that, and that's the healthy hair part, because wherever you are, the one commonality that everybody in the hair business has should be healthy hair. Healthy hair should be where we start. That's the one commonality, the one thread, pardon the pun, that should, you know, carry us through with all the conversations. And then we go from there. Everybody can sprout off and do what they do, but we should keep that in mind, I think. So I'm real happy. Now, so BB, who started you with the whole hair, though? Who inspired you, BB, to get started in the hair business?
I come from a long, long background of hairstylists. My great-grandmother was a hair instructor.
Wow.
It's just down the line, generations.
Wow.
My sister's a hairstylist. And can I tell this little story right quick before we get offline?
Yes.
So you know how we got the social media stuff? Like right now, social media is very popular. So me and my little sister, we've been braiding hair since we were 5 years old. I'm talking about real live hair braiding. And I talk about her every day. I'm like, if we had social media back then, we'll be rich right now, the way we was braiding hair at 5 years old.
Yes.
We was braiding hair at 5 years old.
I am blown away. I am blown away. Michael, I've got to bring Michael in for the last word today. Michael Hopkins, do you have anything you want to jump in real quick and mention to our guest, BB, today? Michael hosts the Vet Talk radio show. And he might have dozed off this morning, BB. We'll wake him up.
Okay.
It's my great pleasure to have you with us. Anybody you want to shout out to before we sign off this morning?
No, I just want to say I was invited to a hair battle that's in November. I'll keep you posted on the dates. And this is my first hair battle. And so I'm so excited. And I just want to say, you can follow my pages or find me on social media on Facebook at Brittany Boyd or at Dripped Out Bundles, and on Instagram at Dripped Out Bundles.
And I love Brittany Boyd. Brittany, how do you spell your name, Brittany?
Brittany.
B-O-Y. That's the regular way. Okay, why did I think it was different? Okay. BB, it's always a pleasure. This is the fastest I've ever seen time go by. So,
so fast.
Yeah, did you enjoy your old time today on the show? We had a blast on this side.
Yes.
I really did.
I can't wait to join again because there's so many things I was kind of like want to touch bases on in the hair industry that's like, it's not bothering me, but I do want to kind of touch bases on it with like maybe other hair stylists.
You're going to have your chance.
Going to have that opportunity.
Big time. So get ready. Start getting your notes and stuff together. That's all I'm going to say. All right.
Okay.
Listen, it was a great pleasure to have you. And just real good stuff.
Yes.
I really
nice
have to
you
say.
Too.
Yeah.
Nice to meet
well,
you. Also,
we're going to have her
so
back.
Excited.
Yeah, we're going to have her back. No problem.
Yes.
Listen, I want to thank everybody. Now, speaking of great hairstylists, this whole week is Great Hairstylist Week. Tomorrow we have another superstar hairstylist She goes by, now I love her name, Rochelle Chappelle. She'll be with us tomorrow, same time, so about 8:30 tomorrow, New York time, 7:30 Central. She's out on the West Coast. She comes to us from California, so real good stuff. Everybody's into their thing. I can't wait. You guys got to join us. The Hair Radio Morning Show starts from 6 in the morning till 9 New York time. If you're in the Central time zone, it's 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. Weekdays, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're live. Call in. Mondays, we tell you about the listen to a repeat. And so real good stuff and great guests. And it's been my great honor and pleasure. I want to thank everybody today, all of our amazing guests, the sponsors, and everybody. And Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, shouting out this morning, and our very special live guest, BB, out of Alabama. I'm Kerry Hines. It's been my pleasure. We're going to get the outro on, and we'll see you back here tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern. Make it a fantastic Wednesday. I think we just did. Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including